vegetarianism, the noble way of living. I'm Eileen.
I'm Chimong. We are from Singapore.
Today, we are going to do a Lunar New Year specialty, which originates in Singapore, which is called Lo Hei. And we'll have Chimong to tell us what is Lo Hei.
As Eileen said just now, Lo Hei actually originates from Singapore. And Lo Hei is actually a translation of the Cantonese word or Chinese word Lao Qi. It actually means that doing well in business, you know, and doing well in your studies, family get together, they prosper and hope that everybody will have a good start. And it's a must-have dish in all reunion dinners and company dinners during the Chinese New Year season. So now I will introduce to you what are the ingredients that is necessary to make this very colorful dish. First of all, we'll need 2 carrots, half radish, both of them will be shredded. We'll need a bowl of crackers. You can use any kind of crackers as long as it's golden brown in color. And it's supposed to symbolize gold nuggets. And we will need a chrysanthemum flower. And this is supposed to symbolize hua kai fu gui. And then we need 1 to 2 slices of pomelo. It's basically to symbolize many children and grandchildren, offsprings.
Yeah.
And we will need 3 tablespoons of oil, which symbolizes smooth sailing throughout the year. And we will need 3 tablespoons of plum sauce, and I've added some lemon juice to it. And it's supposed to symbolize 甜甜蜜蜜. And we'll go to some of the other ingredients. We'll need 3 tablespoons of ground nuts. We'll need some preserved leek sweetened. And this is actually reddish colored green to add color to the dishes. And we will have some preserved vinegared ginger. And this is another shredded radish but colored brown using brown sugar. And we need some sesame. About 2 tablespoons will do. Tea is a very healthy seed that is good for the body. And this is actually the radish that is green on the outside and is sweetened and preserved. And we will need also some shredded tangerine skin sweetened. And this is actually vinegar ginger sweetened also, colored red. And ginger is supposed to symbolize longevity. We also need 2 small slices of lemon. And we will need some arborum mushrooms. In addition to that, we need some spices. And we'll be using 1 teaspoon of pepper, and then half teaspoon of the cinnamon powder, and half teaspoon of the 5 spices. So I will now show you how to actually shred this carrots and the radish. I will demonstrate how to do it using a slicer. You can see that this is very fine. I will press against it. You can see that it's coming out. Look at that.
What happens if you don't have the slices? Can you use a knife and chop it?
Yeah, it can do so, but then it takes a much longer time, and also the strand will not be long. And normally, having a long strand actually symbolizes longevity as well. So that's why normally they will prefer it to be as long a strand as possible. Okay, you can see that this is very fine. Using a slicer is so convenient. It's more or less done. I will put it here, let it dry so that it will be very crunchy later. Now, if you use it, it will be very wet.
How do you dry it?
Just natural.
Just
natural
let it air.
Let it air. And then the radish takes a longer time to actually dry. So you probably leave it overnight, you know, before you could use the radish. So I've already prepared some, and I've already arranged it in a very colorful manner. Top it up with the petal of the chrysanthemum flower. In addition to it, I'll add more of this pomelo to it. Got the sweet and a bit of soury taste. It has got very good taste. Chrysanthemum petal is supposed to give you the flavor, the fragrance as well. Okay. So you can always put rose petal if you want, but then normally Chinese New Year people don't like to use rose. They prefer some flower without any thorns, so that the passage through the whole year will be smooth sailing. Okay? So that's the reason why we are using chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
And we'll be coming to the most interesting part of the program, which is to toss this lo hei together with your loved ones, your family members, and your close friends.
How do you toss it?
Before we can toss it, actually we put all the ingredients, you know, like the,
put them
the crackers,
all, into the plate.
All inside the plate, and yeah. I already put some you know, chrysanthemum flower and some pomelo, and then after that I'll put the abalone mushroom on top of it, squeeze out the lemon juice, and then add some spices, and then pour over the oil and the plum sauce over it, and then we will toss them together. The higher the we toss, it symbolizes more good luck, more prosperity, more long life.
And also when we toss, we will say some auspicious words,
yes,
as well, right?
Yes, we say,
yeah,
you know,
say all the good
positive
things.
Good things,
yeah.
So that all the wishes will come true in the course of the year.
Okay, shall we invite some friends over to toss together?
Yeah, sure. This dish has to be shared with many friends, the friends that you know you treasured and you haven't seen each other for a long time. It's a time for a reunion. And we will gather around and we toss them.
We'll be right back.
Let's go. Yeah, hi!
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New
Year! I've prepared some lo hei so that all of us can enjoy this Lunar New Year dish, and we hope that in the year of the ox we will have good times, peaceful and full of love and abundance for everybody.
Okay. Yay!
Hey Susan, what do you bring?
It's a firecracker.
What is firecracker? Oh, good luck. Okay, sure, we want it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you how to toss the lo hei. And before we could do that, let me squeeze some lemon juice onto this abalone mushroom. This is to add some flavor to it. Then I will put in some pepper. And some cinnamon. And then the remaining I will pour it over the vegetables. All the remaining cinnamon, just the five spices powder over it. And then some more pepper. And then pour this over. All the gold
like
nuggets.
Like golden. Huh?
Then, Eileen, you want to pour
I try this.
Plum sauce over this?
Yes.
Wow.
This is good, huh?
Yes. Wow. Tasty.
Then, Chipping, you want to pour the oil?
Yes,
sure. So everything will be smooth for the whole year.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
Now leave your chopstick and toss. Let's gather around have a good feast.
Come.
Somebody?
Okay, come.
Here, together.
Hello,
hello, hey.
Together.
More good year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, wow.
Peace on earth.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Longevity.
Wow.
Good luck.
Save the planet.
Good health.
And more good health.
Yes.
More people turning vegetarian.
Wow. You can
it's
see.
It's very fragrant. Yeah, you can smell it, right?
Peace on earth.
Smell good. Yes.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yes. Hope you all like it. Serving plate.
Here comes the plate.
Yeah. Come.
Yes.
Yeah, hi,
thanks. Okay. Come. Let's help ourselves.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Wow. Looks delicious.
Nice.
The gold nugget.
You see?
I'm very hungry.
Longevity.
Yes.
So you have more gold, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you all like it, eh?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Let's try.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's good. It tastes so good, especially with the carrots. It's so crunchy.
Oh, great. I like the crackles. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, very nice. Mmm. Listen.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, I like the fragrance of the chrysanthemum petals.
Oh.
Try it.
Okay.
What do you like?
I like everything. It's so delicious.
Let's hope that all our wishes comes true in the year of the ox.
Yeah! Happy New Year!
Yilin,
yes?
You can see that our friends really enjoy this low hay. We hope that after watching this program, you will learn how to prepare this dish to share with your family members and friends and enjoy them like my friends did.
Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Bye.
Bye.